What's up, everybody? This is Michael Mignona from Mignona.com, and I just got a call. I just got a lead for my business using Facebook ads, and I wanted to actually just share with you one of the things we talked about on this call, because it's actually such a problem for so many small business owners that are currently working with a digital marketing company. And that is, they have it. So this guy has a digital marketing guy doing Google ads for him. But he doesn't actually know how much he's spending on Google ads and how much of the money he's paying this guy is going into the guy's pocket, because the digital marketing guy that's doing work for him is having him pay him the entire amount of money per month that the business owner wants to spend. And he's just sort of telling him that he's using a portion of it for Google ads, and then the other portion is his fee. The problem is, he's not providing any reporting that actually shows the bill from Google that would prove that's how much money is being spent on the Google ads. And that's a huge issue, because because as a business owner, you need to know for sure exactly how much, down to the penny, is being spent on Google ads and how much is being spent to manage those ads and to set them up and to run them. And so when you hire a digital marketing company, you're paying them a fee to run your stuff, but you're paying the platforms they're advertising on the amount of money it costs to actually pay for the ads. And you should know exactly how much that is, and they should bill you, and you should be billed directly by the platform, by Google, by Facebook, or whatever platform you're using. So one of the things that tipped me off when I was talking to him that he probably wasn't getting billed directly from Google is, he said, you know, he'll call his he has a problem staying on top of his marketing guy, and he needs to stay on top of his marketing guy more. And I said, well, why would you need to do that? Shouldn't they just be doing a great job for you and working really hard, even though you don't like call them to stay on top of them, whatever the heck that means? And he said, well, you know, sometimes leads like stop coming in as quickly, or they dry up. And then I'll call the marketing guy, and all of a sudden I'll start getting more phone calls again. And that's what set off the red, you know, the warning light for me. That was the red flag for me, because I said, you know, what could the marketing guy actually be doing to just make the ads start working better again? And the fact of the matter is, it's not that the ads were working better again. He probably just increased the ad spend. So essentially, he was probably taking a lot more of a fee and using a lot less of the total budget per month for the Google ads, which is really dishonest and not transparent at all and not good. But it happens all the time, right? Your marketing guy says, just give me $2,500 a month and I'll get you tons of leads using Google ads. Well, you know, in the first couple of months, got tons of leads, and then it starts tapering off a little bit because he's using less of the money for Google ads and more of the money just to line his pockets. And that's completely ridiculous. And then you call him and you're pissed off because there's not enough leads, and then all of a sudden you get more leads. Well, he turned your ads back on. That's crazy. And that's completely unfair, and it happens all the time. With my digital marketing company, when you work with me, that's not at all how it works. Instead, it's 100% transparent. You don't pay me the entire amount of money that you're spending per month on your marketing efforts. You pay me my fee. But then you pay Google or Facebook directly for the ad spend. Your credit card is hooked up to their platform, to their billing, and you get an invoice from them showing how much they've taken out of your account that you have on file for the ads. And it's the down to the penny what it costs. I don't make any commission or anything off of that. It's between you and them. The only thing you tell me is the amount you want to spend on Google ads or Facebook ads, and then I set that as a cap for the month so that after the month is over, you spend exactly how much you want to spend on advertising, and you spend exactly how much I told you we're going to spend on my fee to run everything for you. So you know exactly what you're spending, where it's going, and that's a big deal, because otherwise, you're going to be dealing with a marketing company who's just totally lying to you and not being transparent at all and taking more money than they told you they were going to take, and you're getting less business as a result, and that's just wrong. So if you're working with a marketing, my God, my shoulder's so tired right now from holding my phone up. If you're working with a marketing company and you're paying them one lump sum every month, and they're telling you they're using a portion of that money for ads and they're keeping a certain amount, but they're not showing you the actual invoices from Facebook or from Google, or they're not giving you access to the platform so you can look yourself, you need to run for the hills and call someone that is more transparent, like myself. I'd be happy to help you. I'd be happy to audit your account and tell you exactly what's going on and see if I can get you tons of business for your small business. So get in touch whenever you like. My name is Michael Mignogna. My website is mignogna.com, M-I-N-Y-O-N-A.com. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you can listen to more at scrappywins.com. That's the name of this podcast, Scrappy Wins. Scrappywins.com. Check it out. So that's it, guys. Have a wonderful day, wonderful holiday season. Sorry about the tank top, but it's kind of like a day off for me, but I took this call because I like making money too. Anyway, see you later. Bye-bye.